You would open up your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. In just a moment, we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper, in which we remember the sacrifice that Jesus offered for us. She reminds us a little bit about the sacrifices in the Old Testament. They offered up sacrifices quite frequently. And while there are similarities between those sacrifices and the sacrifice of Jesus, in some ways, they are very much the opposite. So in Hebrews chapter 10, starting verse 1, it says, "For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very form of things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually, year by year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers, having been cleansed, would no longer have had consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins year by year." One of the things about the sacrifices of the Old Testament is that they were a constant reminder of our failure, a constant reminder of our sin. There's one obscure particular sacrifice in Numbers chapter 5 and verse 15. It's in reference to a woman who is accused of being adulteress, though not caught in the very act. And there's this peculiar process that they go through. But before they go through the process to determine whether she has committed this crime or not, they offer up a grain offering, which is referenced in Numbers 5 and verse 15 as an offering of memorial, a reminder of sin. And that's sort of the way those sacrifices worked. You would go and you would offer up a sacrifice to God, and it'd be a reminder of who you were and what you've done. With the Day of Atonement, which is most likely what Hebrews 10 is referencing, the Day of Atonement was a day in which the high priest, that one day of a year, that he would go into the most holy place and he would take blood of a sacrifice and he would offer it on the mercy seat, offer it to God. But before he did that, one of the things that was done was there was this other goat. And this was going to be the goat that would be released, and we'll surely talk about this on another occasion. But what he did with that in Leviticus 16 and verse 21 was he would take this goat and he would lay upon it all the sins of Israel. He would confess the sins of Israel. So on the Day of Atonement, rather than it being a day of rejoicing, it was a day of humbling. You were required to humble yourself and not to work. And it was a day in which everybody was reminded, here's what we've done. And then, the 10th day of the 7th month, the next year, they were going to offer up the exact same sacrifice. And as near as I can tell, confess the same things. Same sins. Imagine if the Lord's Supper was like that. If every first day of the week we got together, and before we partook of the Lord's Supper, we each needed to think about each and every sin we've committed. But the sacrifice of the Lord is different than the sacrifice of the Old Testament. It says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 3, it said, "In those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins year by year." I don't want to make this point too strongly. There are other Greek words that are very similar to the one that is used there when it makes mention of reminder. But that particular Greek word is only used 4 times in the Bible. Once right here, and the other 3 times are all translated very much the same. "Do this in remembrance of me." And what a difference. In the Old Testament, it was in remembrance of your sin. We've gathered together to remember our Savior, our Lord, our forgiveness. And so he goes on in Hebrews chapter 10, down in verse 16. "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them." And he then says, "And their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." We gather together to partake of the Lord's Supper not to remember our past, but to remember our Savior. To remember that we have been cleansed forgiven. I don't know of any time in the Old Testament that they did something like that, where they took a moment and said, now let's remember, and I don't know what the appropriate name for a lamb would be, Larry. Let's remember Larry the lamb. Let's remember that he didn't want to do this. Let's remember his pain, his life. Never did that. But we do. We remember Jesus and that he chose this. We remember that he was the Son of God, and we remember the pain. We don't remember our sins. Those have been forgotten. We remember the Son of God who made that possible. And so as he has told us to do, we gather together to partake of the Lord's Supper, and we do this in remembrance of him.